Morning to each of you. Dad just had a prayer, so I think I'll just start here. For an opening text, I would like to turn to 1 John 2 and read 15 through 17. Verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So, for a title, I would like to get that out of verse 16. The pride of life. So as I was praying, asking the Lord what I should share on, I felt Him leading me to share on what the Lord's been doing in my life. So I don't feel like this is me preaching to you, or I feel this is more of a testimony of what the Lord's been doing in my life. And I pray that it can be an encouragement to you all. When I stopped and looked at my life, and I looked at it the way someone else would look at it, I found that there was quite a bit of pride in my life, and things, I had wrong motives, and so with God's help, I want to be more humble. Let's read Mark 7, 20 through 23. Starting in verse 20. And he said, that which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulterers, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. A lot of the time we don't see pride as that sinful, I don't think. But it is right in there with a lot of the other, what we would call very sinful sins. So in the next couple of verses I read, I want to bring out that pride goeth before it fall. And there's a lot of verses in the Bible that are examples of men that were proud and God humbled them. So, and if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us. So I'd like to read some verses in Proverbs, starting in Proverbs 13, verse 10. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well advised is wisdom. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 21:4. An high look and a proud heart, and the plying of the wicked is sin. And then Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. And I also picked out some examples in the Bible of men or people who were proud and were humbled. So I'd like to start by reading Acts 12:20 through 25. So as we've seen there in Proverbs, pride goeth before a fall. And the next examples, we'll see that as well. Starting in verse 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon, but they came with one accord to him, and having made Blattus, the king chamberlain, their friend, desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day, Herod arrayed a royal apparel, set upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a god, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not the glory to God, and he was eaten by worms, and gave up the ghost. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem unto them. Jerusalem, when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. So we see there in verse 23, and immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not the glory, because he gave not God the glory, and was eaten by worms, and gave up the ghost. So we see here he was being lifted up, he was raising himself up, and then God humbled him. I don't know how humbling that would have to be to be eaten by worms, but it must have been real humbling for a king like him to be eaten by worms. So, and then I'd like to read Isaiah 14, 7 through 20. In verse 7, the whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up for their thrones, and the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and thy noise of thy vials, and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, that they that see shall nearly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that made the world as the wilderness, and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners, all the kings and of the nations, even all them that lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. Thy seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. So this instance really challenged me as we read in verse 13. Start in verse 12. How art thou fallen? So we see here, as Satan was thrown out of heaven, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? And in verse 13, it really challenged me. There it says, For thou hast said in thine heart. It doesn't even appear like he was boasting to other people. He thought to himself, he's going to become like God. And he was cast out of heaven. So we see here that God knows our motives. He knows our notions, our thoughts. It's something that was real challenging to me. And then I would like to read one more scripture, Daniel 5, 18 through 21. Verse 18, O thou king, the most high, God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would he slew, whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like beasts, and his dwelling was with wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whosoever he will. So we see here the king of, or that the king, you know, he was a king, and he got proud of who he was and what he could do, and God humbled him, and he says in verse 21, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with wild asses, and they fed him with grass like oxen. That must have been pretty humbling. As we see, if we don't humble ourselves, God will humble us. Maybe not in this life, but in the life to come. So pride is simply thinking more of ourselves than we should. If we are proud, then we are not dead to self. And self cannot fit through the narrow door into heaven. We have to be rid of self to enter into God's kingdom. As we read in Mark 7, pride is a very serious sin. It affects us in many ways. The way I dress. When I dress in the morning, do I pick out the clothes that's going to draw attention to myself? Or do I put on clothes that's in humility, that draws attention to the Lord? When I talk, am I always bragging about myself, what I can do? Am I trying to lift myself up? Or maybe it's the opposite of that. Am I always trying to tear myself down, making me look humble but yet proud of my humility? I found myself in both these instances, and they both stem to pride. And so, something that we can be aware of. Am I trying to be cool? Do I have to have the latest and the greatest gadgets? Do I have to style my hair just right? Do I have to drive the latest vehicle? When I pick out a vehicle to drive, is it one that will glorify God, or will bring attention to myself? And these things God takes very seriously. And there's many more areas that we can have pride in. These are a few that come to my mind. So if we don't humble ourselves and walk in humility, God will humble us, maybe not in this life, but in the next. Pride is a very serious sin and will keep us out of heaven. If there are areas of pride in our lives, let's put them off and walk in humility, the life that God has planned for us. So this is what the Lord's been doing in my life, and I pray that it can be an encouragement and a blessing to you all. So that's all I have. God bless you.